This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Chuck Grassley says he and others can't accept a slap-dab farm bill in a lame duck session. We will hear more next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley says a pre-conference to farm bill written by just the ag chairs and ranking members is unacceptable.
I cannot accept that, and I want to make sure that we have regular order when we have a farm bill, because there's a lot of individual people that have ideas that ought to be in the farm bill. They should have an opportunity to offer amendments, and with the pre-conferencing, there wouldn't be such opportunity.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
We just finished the driest September on record for Iowa, and in this week's featured conversation, Southwest Iowa BEX agronomist Nate Meyer says that on top of potential crop issues, there's a heightened risk for field fires.
We haven't had a nice rainfall since mid-August. Luckily, at that time, we still had plenty of moisture in the ground. So a lot of these crops finished still on the very strong end. Some maybe of this later planted stuff that ran out of some water towards the end might have a little bit at a lighter test weight than some of the other stuff. But like you said, I mean, there's other things to be concerned with. Obviously, the dryness out there. Some of these products that maybe had some disease we didn't see earlier might having some stock quality issues. And with this dry weather and this wind that we're getting, we might have some corn that starts going down a little bit. But another thing to be worried about is fires. Obviously, that corn, those soybeans are super dry. Equipment moving through the field, anytime we could have something like that.
For more agronomic data and advice on harvest season, contact your local seed advisor at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.